Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, from Falcons headquarters, the only radio station broadcasting live inside the Ticketmaster studio. And we'll talk to Coach, and we'll talk to Chris Lindstrom about what's it like getting Kirk Cousins back under center and what he thinks about going on with the squad. I mean, this guy's one of the most talented players in the league, just like A.J. Terrell, just like Drake London, like Bijan. And unfortunately, it's going to be another year, you know, barring a miracle of no playoffs. So we'll get to that with these guys coming up. Sports Talk Radio right here on 99 The Game, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, man, Carl's on vacay. Bo Morgan's in today. Squid Bizzle. And, Bo, we were just chatting off the air. Yeah, I need Drake London this week. I mean, yeah, first of all, I need him because we got to beat Seattle, but I need him for my fantasy team, too.
Yeah. At one point in time, he was the only player scoring fantasy points for me. That's how bad my team was. Mm. Yeah, there's and he's out today of practice, as you said, and I think the words were from Ra, he'll play when it's safe. But Ra has a tell. He's like, when they say the guy's week to week, he's out. When they say guy's day to day, it means there's a chance he's going to play, if not play.
Okay.
The only thing.
So your spidey sense, there's a chance?
Well, there's a chance. However.
However.
There's a caveat. Because this is going to be a short week. Because we're going to be leaving for Tampa on Wednesday, right? Because we play Thursday. So I would lean towards he's not playing, only, even though he says he's day to day, only because of the recovery. And that. Listen to the words. When it's safe, do they think it's safe for him to play and then turn around and be on a short week and try to play again? I would lean towards no. So right. I think he'll be back Thursday.
By the way, just we don't have to talk a lot of fantasy football once we get into the season. We talk about it, you know, pre-draft and everything. But I got Omarion Hampton maybe coming off IR this week for charges, which is a big one for me.
Yeah.
And then the question, I started my season with Jaden Daniels. Of course, I had to release him. And now there's a chance, same situation up there in D.C. with Quinn. But is it even worth risking putting Jaden Daniels out there for the last five games?
That's the conundrum. I heard you and Carl, and Carl and I went back and forth off the air about the Ronald Acuna stuff and saying not play him. Mm-hmm. And I think it's ridiculous because players play, right? That's what they do.
How about in Venezuela?
Well, that's what I said to Carl. I said,
I don't like that.
I said, well, he's going to play in winter ball, so unless you can tell me he's not playing in winter ball.
And that's a mistake by the Braves, I think.
Well, I think it's probably in the contract, and they probably don't have control of that. And right. I would tell you this, I don't want to use however twice in the same segment, but however, if he gets a new deal soon and I give him top tier, like top guy money, Bryce Harper money. He ain't playing winter ball anymore. That's going to be written into the contract because I'm paying you more than enough to have a little bit of control over that with you being injury prone. But back to the Jaden Daniels thing, look, we say it with Michael, the best friend to a quarterback is playing. You know, Matthew Stafford looks like Tom Brady right now, but with a better arm and a slightly more mobile because he's – I can't remember who said it, but somebody was asked years ago, a quarterback, "Are you looking at retiring?" And he said, "Why would I retire? I just got the answers to the test." it's become so much easier the more you play at quarterback. That's the one position that gets better. So maybe it would behoove them to let him play just from the experience standpoint.
That's what, you know, Bobby Hebert, we, you know, we're good friends with Bobby. We'll have him on one more time before we play the Saints at the end of the season. But Bobby was always, I love the quote. He goes, you know, Bobby is, you know, it's amazing. I can see everything as the play's developing. Now my body can't do the job. Because by the time you get to be like, you know, where Tom Brady was, you know, where Aaron Rodgers was, he ain't there no more. You know, it's boy, what a Steelers situation. Oy.
Can I ask you about that real quick?
Yeah.
Did you see the Bosa sack?
Yes.
Did it look like he ended Aaron Rodgers? Like Aaron Rodgers looked finished after that.
I said he looked like that famous black and white photo of Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
When he's bleeding. He's got his helmet off at Yankee Stadium. My was one of my dad's favorite Giants. Anyway, but Y.A. Tittle just looked like he was just beaten down and done. Yeah, Rodgers. And then, of course, being Aaron Rodgers, if you missed it, you know, in classic passive-aggressive, you know, I need everybody in that wide receiver room, you know, and I switch to a play and God doesn't know where it's at. But, hey, you know, we'll get back to work. We'll do what we do.
But hold on. Hold on a sec. Hold on a second. Isn't that what we – that's what we want, though. Because as fans, we get mad when and I'm – look, I'm a fan, too. You know that. You've known me for a really long – I wasn't always traveling with the Falcons. But as fans, we get mad when Ross says, oh, we got to get back to it and figure out how to fix it. Yet when Aaron Rodgers says – when I checked – and he does say it passive-aggressive. You're right there. But when he says – well, you know, when I check to a play, I need all the guys to be on the same page. But we get mad at Aaron for saying, well, you can't call out your teammates. But when Rob, our coach, protects their play, tell me the truth.
The closest we've gotten, Coach Rod, to calling guys out is I heard the soundbite this morning on your show. He didn't say Kyle. He said Pitts. So that was like, that's.
Yeah.
Now, again, like, I'm not trying to. I've known Raheem for a number of years. I can just tell you this. When you stop using first names, that's about as edgy as Ross going to get as far as. Because I asked him about this a few weeks ago. I said, it's got to drive you crazy. I asked Zach Robinson a week ago. I said, you know, you dial up a play like in Berlin, it's executed flawlessly, and the player doesn't execute. And you might have been up 7-0, put the pressure on Daniel Jones. Completely different game. Remember, you got to stop on the fourth down, you flip the field, boom. And Pitts, of all the guys, and I've said this before, but Bo hasn't worked with me in a while, Kyle Pitts is literally the embodiment of everything that drives you crazy about this Falcons team. The athleticism, but the uneven effort and the lack of quality and constant execution.
He looked as good Sunday as a receiver as we've seen from him in a long time, the way he was running with the football. But then guess what? You get an effort, which on a play that Bijan Robinson probably scores on, if he just stands in front of Will McDonald, instead, he gives like an O'Delay shoulder, like he doesn't want to be there. It's maddening. I'm over-talking about or hearing about him as far as the potential, if you just use him right. If I have to scheme you up in the NFL... you're not right.
No, and, you know, it's the thing is, guys that are first-round picks always get – I said, you know this, but Carl and I talk about it all the time. They always have a shelf life. If you're a first-round pick, you may actually get two or three different cracks at it because somebody says – it's like the guys, you know, we've all been there. I know I was the guy that every girlfriend thought they could fix. You can't fix me. I'm broken. You know, Becky fixed me. I was 45 by the time I got fixed. If somebody can fix him, I don't mean like neuter him. I mean fix him. I mean, you know, get the most out of him. God bless and go with God if you can.
Yeah.
Because you can get that space between his ears. And I love talk. You know, guys, it's funny. The listeners always think, oh, I can't believe Kyle Pitts talks to you. Guys, these guys get it. They know his performance base. They hear the heat. They're acutely aware of all the criticisms. But Kyle can sit down and, like, talk with us and talk about what he needs to do. But I love talking to the guy. He's a family guy and all that. But, man, he just – the unicorn stuff that came out. And it's – yeah, it's not his fault. He was drafted fourth. Sorry, dude. You're drafted fourth overall because there are expectations. And you never met them.
He showed that he could do it. He lined up at Florida and just beat other SEC athletes, right? Week in and week out, embarrassed them. Look – the reason why guys will sit down and talk is we don't make it personal. You never make it personal. Like, you know, some of the things that fans get mad about us not asking, that's why guys will come back and sit down with us, because we understand how to talk. You learn what you can and can't do. You sit here and talk. Now, if I sat here and said something derogatory about right. Kyle Pitts, well, no, he's never going to sit down with us. That's the thing. That's the hardest thing to do is it's hard to be real about things and then – I don't know, be in an elevator in a hotel with the guy. Because sometimes those floors go a long way up. And, I mean, I'm the smallest guy in the room.
But that's the thing. I mean, we had a guy a couple weeks ago, you guys going to kiss Raheem's butt? Like we've ever kissed anybody's butt. We ask direct questions. You know, might not get the answers, but you're also, and we talked about, you know, the civility or lack of civility, which is driven by social media and people who say things like the Eagles fans that were egging their OC's house. Would you ever, any one of you guys have the balls to look that man face to face and tell him you didn't like the job he's doing?
Well, I don't know. Eagles fans are built a little bit differently. Yeah, they did attack Santa Claus Mike.
That is true. They are wired differently. But the thing with, we try to be civil because we're going to be here all season. But, you know, I've told Rob, I mean, if I owned the team, he'd be gone. I would fire everybody. And we had this discussion today on the pre-show. And the question was about Arthur Blank. And should Arthur Blank address the fans? Now, Jerry Jones does like two radio shows each week in Dallas, talks in circles. But and by the way, things are actually starting to turn for the Cowboys. But what about Arthur? What's your argument for Arthur? You're okay with him not saying anything about the 25 season?
Well, yeah. Now? No. Yeah. And December 3rd, I don't need Arthur Blank. To really, what is he going to say that makes me feel better? He's not going to tell
you. Rest assured, Falcon fans, we're evaluating this team, and there's going to be some tough decisions made when this season's over.
And that's it.
Thank
and
you. I'm off the blank, and I approve this message.
Yeah, either that or something is, you know, he's going to take so many questions that then it's going to be something like Falcon for life, and now. Well, now you have a so well, there's no good that comes,
you know,
of it, Mike.
7 years ago, when you talk about Julio wants a Braves after 2 years, and Arthur's, you know, takes all the leverage away from Thomas Dimitroff, you're right. That's for those who don't remember, because not everybody has been here in Atlanta, but that's when Arthur goes, Julio will be a Falcon for life, which, okay, not a good idea. Because after he signed the contract, he played 11 games.
Well, and that was a breakdown. That's all under the conversation. But it's just frustrating when, I need to hear this. What are they going to tell you? You know, it's bad, but most owner, good owner, is not going to go there and say, yeah, I think Raheem's been terrible. And then now, who wants to go work for a guy like that, right?
Well, I mean, but
you
got to
be careful with what you do.
But I think there's also – but the flip side of it, for the fans in the stands and the fans, you know, whether you're in the stands or you're just at home on your TV and you're a lifelong Falcon fan, there's just a sense right now of futility, of spinning your wheels, and it's like, wow, I mean, they don't know where this is going. I mean, you're right. If you're going to fire a guy, you're not going to say, well, don't worry, guys, we're going to fire Raheem after the season.
Yeah, but, he's going anyway, so don't worry about him.
But the fans, I mean, that's why we'll see it in the stands. How many folks are not going to show up this week for Seattle? You saw the stands last week or 2 weeks ago for Carolina. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks that are just like, and look, I always go, I paid for the tickets. I'm never going to sell my tickets to somebody who might be from another stadium. I mean, another fan base. I'm going to ride with it. But, you know, like, I get it. And for some folks, it's a way you recoup your PSL. But there's just a feeling of just, man, 8 seasons, bro. And that's the thing, bro. 8 years without the playoffs. And then to have the same mistakes kind of rear their ugly head, like special teams. The 5-game losing streak when the Bucs were losing 3 games. We had a chance to really turn it around, and they couldn't push the right buttons.
Trust me, I'm and you know that I'm aware. I mean, you know how frustrating it is when I start working in way early in the morning, especially on the road. I'm all weekend away. I'm up there. I'm doing a game, and now I'm like, hey, Arch, let's go down and do the post-game interviews where – no one's going to be happy, and we've got to ask the same. You've got to ask the same questions, and we just got to hear what you hear. Yeah, it's frustrating. We feel frustration too. Do you think it's not fun for me doing playoff games? I had more fun than ever in 2016 until the fourth quarter of that game,
right?
Because of, you know, you're in big games or the atmospheres. I mean, but you know, it's not like people aren't trying to fix it. It's like you said earlier about you said it. It's perfect. You said. What do you ask? What do you say when you're Zach Robinson? You put a guy up to bat, and he can't make the play. I bet you Marquise Williams is saying the same thing in meetings rooms right now, and right. It's frustrating for them too. But I just don't know what you're going to hear from Arthur Blank on December 3rd that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I would just like to hear him, if nothing else. And this is where, you know, I was arguing with a listener the other day about this. Like, you don't know you anything. I'm like, well, I mean, I do pay for my season tickets. I just like to say, I understand your frustration. We're all frustrated. We're hoping we can get things turned around, but rest assured, yeah, you know, if we can't get to where I think this team needs to be, they will be drafted. Like, I get it. It's window dressing. It's a PR comment. But some fans out there like me, I just need something. Something from the guy that signs the checks.
You know what? And it would help people like you. And then there's the cynical, more cynical people.
Right, everybody.
Because you're a little cynical.
Right.
Eight years
and no playoffs get you angry.
Well, there's like, oh, what does that mean? Oh, that's a stupid comment. That just means nothing to me. Oh, you know what that means? Oh, same old. And so I don't think you're going to please everyone with whatever you say. I just think that there's more potential bad to come of a statement on December 3rd than good, because you get, what are you going to say? I give him full confidence. We know what the the AD full confidence thing means nothing.
Right, the dreaded vote of confidence. Mentioned Kirk Cousins, talking about him. I like where he's been, man. I think he hit guys in the hands at the end of the Jets game, and guys couldn't make plays. I know a contested catch for Pitts. Sills couldn't, unfortunately, make the catch when it mattered most. Mooney's been MIA. But I think, you know, I thought certainly a week ago against the Saints, Cousins doesn't look bad. I mean, I don't know. Was it because he was late? Because they thought Penix was going to play late in the week as far as prep for the Dolphins game? Because there was no connection with Cousins and the wide receivers in that game.
I think I got an answer for you on the other side of the break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll give it to you, man. It is Dukes and Bell with Bo Morgan in for Carl. Carl's on a big vacay, so it's Mike Bell and friends, everybody. Tomorrow, Stephen Steak Shapiro, cha-cha. They're putting steak and I in an environment with alcohol. This could be a recipe for disaster. We're going to be at Buffalo's in Cumming off of 400. It's going to be a blast. We always get a great crowd at Buffalo's. Squid, have you ever been up to that bar? There's a cast of characters. It's like Cheers. I mean, it really is. And we got a great crew. So we look forward to seeing you guys, you knuckleheads, up there at Buffalo's with steak in for Carl tomorrow. We'll come back. 4th and 1, more on Cousins and where he's at here on Dukes of Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.